Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to continue our subject, The Power of the Gospel. And the theme verse which we have selected for this series is verse 16 of chapter 1 of Romans. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, Paul writes, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Now for our study today, we have entitled the study for the day, The Depth of the Gospel, in Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 13. Paul speaks of a depth in regard to the discharge of our duties of telling out the gospel. He speaks of it as a depth. Verse 13, Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was hindered hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Now, he speaks of this as a debt. He owed them something. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians. The barbarians, of course, were people who were not Greek. And if we talk about the Greeks and the barbarians, then we're speaking of the Gentiles. And the Apostle Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. And he says, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. Now, he owed them something. He owed them a huge debt. What made him a debtor? Well, Paul was commissioned from the Lord to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. When Paul was saved, in the ninth chapter of the book of Acts, he met the Lord on the road to Damascus. He was going there to incarcerate the Christians. And the Lord met him, and he came to a one-on-one relationship with the Lord. He was saved. Then Ananias was told later, when Paul went into Damascus, Ananias was told to go and restore him his sight. Paul was stricken blind. The brightness of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, blinded him. He was stricken blind. And then Ananias was told to go and restore his sight. And then Ananias was afraid. And he says, Lord, I've heard of this man, how he's an enemy of the saints of God. And God told him, go ahead. He says, I'm going to send him to the Gentiles. And he's going to witness before them and before kings. Ananias went, and Paul received his sight. Now, the Apostle Paul was a debtor by commission. He received a commission from the Lord when God saved him. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 16 and 17, Paul talks about this. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me, a stewardship of the gospel. It was a commission. It was committed to Paul. And he had the debt because God gave him the debt and told him to go preach to these people, especially to the heathen. Peter went to the Jews, and Paul went to the Gentiles. Now, it's a matter of love as well as a matter of commission. You notice, please, in this that we read today, he calls these Gentile people brethren. They had the same Father. The same life of Christ was in them. When they trusted him, when they believed that he died for them on the cross, when they put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we were born into the family of God. And we had one Father. And Paul calls these men brethren. Notice, please, if you will, verse 13. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was hindered hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you, even as among other Gentiles. This shows his commission. But he was compelled by love. The love of Christ was in his heart Christ commanded his apostles to love one another, and we are commanded to love the unsaved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And if our Father loves the world, shouldn't we take on the characteristics of our Father? Of course we should. His was a matter of love. It was a matter of pressing. Love and compassion was his motivation. And the commission was his motivation as well. And so he preached to them gospel in all its fullness, how that Christ died for our sins. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Christ died for our sins, as we read there in the fifth chapter of this book of Romans. And he saved us from an eternal hell. And the Apostle Paul says, I want the Gentiles to know this wonderful fact. Now, let's get personal with this matter. Do we have a debt? Do we have a personal debt to those that are around us to do as the Apostle Paul did? Now, granted, the Apostle Paul was a specially chosen instrument by a miraculous appearance of the Lord to him. Do we have the same commission? I believe that we do. We have a commission that is given to us in Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. He told them to go into Galilee. And here they went. And when they saw him, they worshipped, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. But some would say, he told the 11 disciples to go there and meet him. Now, was not this their charge, the apostles' charge, to go into all the world? Paul certainly did. Was it the disciples' responsibility to go into all the world? There were more people present, I verily believe, than the 11 disciples. Because in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, we read there, Paul says, For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. And he says, furthermore, after that, he was, well, rather, immediately after the third day, according to the Scriptures, we read, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. Peter had a little about with the Lord. The Lord revealed himself to Peter before he even revealed himself to the 12 apostles, on the day of his resurrection. Peter had denied the Lord. He felt so down about it. It was terrible. He wept. And it doesn't say that he just simply wept. He wept bitterly when he had denied the Lord. And the Lord, in his grace and mercy, went and revealed himself to Peter. He was the first man. Of course, Mary was the first woman. But Peter was the first man to see the Lord, even before the others. I like that. I like it very much. And he says there, after that, he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren. When did this occur? I believe that it was this time for this reason. In this book of Matthew, in this great commission to the church, Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Now, listen, please, it was not any of the 11 that worshipped him. He revealed himself to them. on that night of his resurrection. And then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. He showed them his hands and his feet. They were convinced that it was he. It was not the disciples. Who was it that doubted? It was some of these 500 brethren. Now, among 500 people, many of those people would not be so intimately acquainted with our Lord Jesus as the 12 disciples. Not at all. This is your commission and my commission, but there should be more than that that motivates us, simply because the Lord told us to do it, to go to the foreign lands with the gospel, like the missionaries have done so wonderfully in the 19th and 20th centuries, to all over the world. It's marvelous, the missionary story. But we have another reason. It should be the reason of love. I think of an occasion in the second chapter, or second book of Kings, rather, in chapter 7 there. Israel was under siege. King Jehoram and the whole nation was under siege by the Syrians, Jerusalem particularly, I should say. They were just about starved out. There were 4 lepers outside of the gate of Jerusalem. We read this there. And those lepers said, "Now look, if we stay outside of the gate," they couldn't go into the city, because they were thrust out of the city because of their disease. They were in quarantine. They said, "Now if we go into the city, we'll die of starvation. And if we go to the Syrians, they can but kill us. And we're going to die if we stay here with starvation. Let's go to the Syrians." So they went, and they were going to betray themselves to the Syrians. But when they got to the camp, there was nobody there. Everybody, the Syrians had been caused to flee because God sent the sound of an advancing army. And when they were there eating and feasting on the food that the Syrians left, we said when the lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, this is verse 8, they went to one tent and did eat and drink and carried thence silver and gold and raiment and conscience and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried it away and hid it. Then they said one to another, "We do not well. This is a day of good tidings and we hold our peace." They went and told it to the city. The city came out and recovered the supplies of the Syrians, and they were saved from starvation. Now, it should be a matter of love for us. Love for those in the city. Love for those in the world. We do not well to feast ourselves and not to share it with others. Our Father, today, help us by the power of the Spirit of God to tell out the gladsome gospel story. Others told it to us. Help us to be faithful to others. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.